It's All in the Stars, live with Hassan Jaffer, Astrology 101. Good evening, Hassan.
Hi, Ingrid. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Last day of that. I mean, it's almost last day. 25th is when Mercury retrograde finishes. Then we'll have all the next time we'll have music on. I didn't miss on my newsletter, you know, but I was able to because I've got a big show this weekend for the anti-aging show here. And
yeah, you were saying the anti-aging show.
So next weekend we have got a total health show. So next week we'll actually get the newsletter out in time, so we'll let all our listeners know. So the people who are calling, they're just normal, just random people who have just been listening, but I haven't sent out any newsletter this time. So in about 1 or 2 weeks we'll get that. But for the first time, we both have the direct line rather than on the cell phone and the Sky phone. So we're done on that side. It doesn't have to manipulate all those audio things.
Now we're nice and clear on there, and all of our listeners, yeah, whenever they call, they'll have perfect listening.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, here we are in Toronto. Don is in Paradise, California. He came all the way from Kitchener, and you're nice little sports Lexus, and here you're like a Marilyn Monroe lookalike. It's so interesting, you know. We've got three different offices here, but we are getting there.
You're so kind to Sam. So flattering. So, but, no, we actually, today is the first time we have really nice reception. I'm really happy with that, so that's a good thing.
And finally, I was able to convert, you know, some of my databases and all that. I've been making some. I've got about 22 programmers working right now with my own program for the compatibility, all kinds of things. Now, this is just like 5-10% of my potential, but slowly it's coming up. And at some point that I want to do, for example, see all the people's charts, like, let's say Jennifer Aniston. We've got thousands and thousands of charts here. And so anyway, like for example, if I need Aniston or Angelina Jolie, of course I remember a lot of those charts, but it's instantly that I can see right here. You know, she has, I always confuse Jessica Parker with Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
Do they look alike? Go ahead.
Not really. I don't think so.
Because Jennifer Aniston, was she the one who was with Brad Pitt?
Correct.
Okay. Because she is Libra rising, which to me is a United States rising sign also. I know many people take it as Gemini, some people take it as Sagittarius, but I'm the only one, I think, who has taken it as Libra rising. Many people take it as Scorpio rising. A Scorpio is very difficult to find, to even look at. But Libra Scorpio is like a beauty and the beast. So and they are, you know, they're very mild, nice to look at on the outside, for example, but underneath that, they have this Scorpio sign. Most of Disney classics are like that, actually, you know. But and anyone who has Libra rising, they become very popular in the States. But they always have some hassles also, like Clinton was born with that, Bill Gates was born with that, because the United States chart has Saturn in Libra, which sits right on their ascendant, or the 12th house. So it always gives some hassles, but it's almost identical. And it's interesting that Israel's chart is also Libra rising.
Now, hold on, Hassan. When you say Israel's chart and American chart,
Independence, like Independence Day or whenever they declare
independence. So you pick like the birthday of the actual country. That's interesting.
Yeah,
so you can do that for countries as well.
Yeah, it's like a collective consciousness, you know, that you do. But to me, for example, you see the fourth house indicates your home. And wherever you live, let's say you're Pisces in the fourth house, then you'll be near the ocean, near the water. Or if you have Aquarius and Pisces in the fourth house, then half time, because Aquarius is also snow and ice, half time you'll be there, and half time in Florida, for example. Like one of my clients lives half time in Aspen, Colorado, and half time in Florida.
Huh.
That's what Aquarius Pisces. Or if you are in Vancouver, then you can see the snow-capped mountains in the background, but you're also near the ocean. So that's an Aquarius Pisces theme. But I found something very interesting. One of my clients has Leo in the fourth house. Like my niece has Leo rising. My niece's husband has Leo in the fourth house, and she has Scorpio. So she was wondering that he was getting a big promotion, and there were 2-3 countries, either London or Atlanta. I told her I'm 100% positive he's going to go to England, because it's a Leo theme, it's a monarchy aspect. And I said he'll be staying in very exclusive areas there, very, very expensive going. I said it's a luck aspect, so just trust me in this aspect. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, they canceled the other one, project, and they gave him the Leo thing, I mean the England. So he went to England, and she found this tiny little place in Mayfair, in the heart of downtown. And I told her, near a lot of royalty aspects, the Saudi embassy is right opposite, like all these aspects right there. So it fits perfectly. Now, if people have Libra there in the fourth house, Libra stands for fashion and clothing and cosmetics. To me, that's Paris. Now, certain countries, you see, you go just by like Sagittarius to me, the Saudi Arabia and all these places, any of the Middle East countries, we take as Scorpio and Sagittarius. Or Russia, as they used to take as Scorpio, but Japan, for example, is some Aquarius aspect. Regardless of the independence, there's a certain feel of the whole theme. That's what I go by.
Now, you know I was born in South Africa, so South Africa would be?
You have Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra. See, Libra is also, like Paris to me, is Libra.
Really?
Yeah, regardless of their date of birth, I mean, there's independence and all that, but Montreal is also like Libra.
Of course.
Yeah.
Fashion
so
capital
that's
of
right,
Canada.
Yeah. So yeah. This other lady, as I was saying, just like my niece, she went to London, this other lady, she has Leo in the fourth house too, and she was wondering which city. I said, so I was just joking, I said she should go to London. Do you know she's become the manager of the Hilton here in London?
No,
right,
really?
Here. So even the name, it has some symbology, you know. It's really, really interesting how these things come up. So Jennifer Aniston has Libra rising, and it's a classic aspect of somebody who is, you know, I shouldn't say the airhead type, for example, but they give that impression. Very beautiful to look at, but they always have a domineering mother, or the home life is like a jail. So it's very business-like, like Capricorn in the fourth house, and Cancer on the top. It's exactly opposite. And Cancer on the top indicates you're like a mother to everybody else. So in your career, you show that aspect, the mothering aspect. But she also has a Mars-Neptune conjunction in Scorpio. It's like a violent configuration. It's an aspect of drugs and alcohol and people are drunk and all that. And she's always getting into trouble.
Really?
And it's going to get more and more and more because from this summer, Saturn exactly squares both Neptune and Mars for one whole year. Anyone who is born the same year as her, she's born 69. So let's say 67 to 70.
So but what about her chart in love matters?
Well, the thing is, the Mars-Neptune aspect, so this is a very difficult thing. She's quite a brilliant person. She has Mercury in the sign of Aquarius, very erratic too, but very independent. She has Venus in the sign of Aries, and it was very close to Saturn. Saturn rules the sign of Capricorn. So Venus-Saturn is like Venus in Capricorn, and that's exactly what Brad Pitt has. Now, Angelina Jolie has Venus in Cancer. It's a very emotional sign, but it's after to Saturn, so it's quite inhibited also. Again, Venus in Capricorn, she's drawn to. That's again Brad Pitt. Maria Callas was also born with Venus aspect, and she was married to, she was involved with Onassis.
That's right.
Same thing with Jackie Onassis. She also had a Venus Saturn aspect, and she was involved with Capricorn too, which is Onassis.
Really?
Yeah, so it's really interesting.
It's funny
but
how the signs find each other.
Yeah. But she is not a family-oriented person at all. So she was just making up and she was saying that she really wanted to have family on this after.
Yeah, well, that was the rumor always that Brad Pitt wanted children and she just did not want to give them to him. So.
I really believe that's true.
And then that's really why the reason was that he left her.
Because she has Venus-Saturn conjunction in Aries. It's not the most fertile sign, first of all. And he has Venus in Capricorn. So now Angelina Jolie, even though she has Venus-Saturn, but she has Venus in Cancer, which is an extremely fertile sign. So there's a lot of hope, and I think this summer she's going to change, even with her father and all that, you know. It's going to become much better. I personally feel that she's very well suited with Brad Pitt. They're exactly opposite. Gemini and these Cancer planets, and he's Sagittarius with Capricorn planets. But in astrology, we call it complementary. So it's both, and many of these actresses in Beverly Hills, you know, the other side with me, you know. And usually come up late, right after the show. About 1 hour, 2 hours, because it's like midnight here. Then they wake up, it's like 9 o'clock for them. and they all were just waiting for them to break up. And I don't know why they like that. But I don't like the fact that, you know, she doesn't talk to her father and all the kind of thing. But the moon Saturn that she has and moon Capricorn, all that does make it, the family unhappiness is there to some extent. But the children really, do something for her, for sure.
Well, she's wonderful with the children. You can see that in her. And
yeah,
I'm sure
she really is. It's like a natural sign of the mother.
Yeah, no, she is. She is.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to interrupt you, Hassan, and just wanted to tell our listeners that they can call anytime they like. Please feel free to pick up the phone, ask any question that they may, and dial our toll-free number. It's 1-888-268-4313. And ask Hassan anything they like. In the meantime, we'll just keep talking about Hollywood, I guess.
You know, we should ask Don that how's our voice sounding this time? Is it are the levels okay?
The levels are absolutely perfect.
Oh,
Don I'm pretty happy with that, and so are we, and I'm sure our callers and listeners will be as well.
He's quite a cool guy, you know.
He's a very nice guy.
He's also Sagittarius, and he was Mercury in Capricorn. But you know what's interesting? That many poets were born in Mercury in Capricorn. Now, many singers were also born with that, like Aristotle was born with that. There's certain controls that they have. Very good science for business also. They don't waste words, just to the point. But in poetry, normally you write just in a few words, you have to say a lot. Exactly opposite to politicians who say a lot but mean absolutely nothing. But poetry is exactly like John Milton was born Mercury in Capricorn. He's a Sagittarius, but Mercury in Capricorn. So just few words, like brevity of words. Like one of my clients, she said, I told her, I said, I'd love to do your dad's chart, you know. I never said.
Son, we're back on the air with It's All in the Stars. quite funny, after we just finished saying that, it was the perfect night for us. And
it's all that Mercury in Capricorn, you know.
Unfortunately, the power went out. Sorry to our listeners, but I hear we do have a caller. Caller, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Jamie.
Jamie, how are you? Where are you from?
I'm from Seattle.
And you're calling. Do you have any questions, or do you have your birth date for us?
I have a question. I don't know if you can actually answer this, but I just got out of a relationship probably about a week ago, and I was wondering if we were going to get back together or if there's something else in the stars for me.
Okay, for that, Jamie, we're going to need your date of birth.
November 16th, 76.
November 16th, 76?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
76, okay. Jamie, right?
Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
From
Hello.
Seattle.
Oh, it's a beautiful city. I've been there many times, actually. But I was talking about Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, Jennifer Aniston, your chart is a bit similar. You both have Mars and Scorpio. That Mars and Scorpio reminds you of Black Porsche. But you are very rebellious when it comes to, like authority. And now, you belong to a very philosophical generation, but the last 2-3 weeks have been like a real nightmare for your whole age group. You feel like kind of blues, and you come to wrong conclusions, and your immune system is down. There was a Mars-Neptune conjunction, opposition in your chart. You're born with Venus and the sun of Capricorn, so you like older men, you like men. The last 2-2.5 years were not the best, but you're in a very lucky aspect, actually, for meeting the right person. Do you know what this other person's date of birth is?
It is December 20th. 1972.
Yeah. Which year?
72.
I couldn't hear.
Is it 1970? 72.
Correct.
If you can speak a bit louder. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Okay,
okay,
if you can maybe just speak a little closer to the receiver, that'd be great.
Okay.
You know, his chart is a bit difficult, actually. Even though he's a Sagittarius, but he has Mercury, Neptune, Venus, everything in Sagittarius. You both have Mars in Scorpio, and his Mars squares your Saturn. So it brings out some of the worst qualities in you, like make you really angry, you know. Now, you are a very stubborn person. He's a very flexible person. Even though he may appear to be a bit set in his viewpoints, but the easiest way to get along well with him is just to agree with him. Whatever he's saying first, and then give you a viewpoint. Because he's just so convinced that he is right. But
right.
The thing is, he cannot separate truth from fantasy. He's like a saint and a con artist put together. So he likes normally older women, or, you know, we were talking about Jennifer Aniston, we were talking about Angelina Jolie, and actually even Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt, they all had, like, either Venus in Capricorn or Venus Saturn.
Uh-huh.
You have Venus aspect to Saturn, and your friend has Venus, he's born with Venus aspect to Saturn. So he's drawn to Venus in Capricorn, which is you. So he's
right.
drawn to that aspect, but only the beginning. He loves a challenge, but you are a very deep person, you know, you're like a celibate, a bit like a passionate nun, like you have this subdued passion, but you're not very enthusiastic about love matters or anything. He's a bit like he gives the impression of being a playboy. He really isn't, but he's quite attractive, he has this sort of seductive aura, but he loves challenges. As soon as his challenge is over, he starts getting bored. And with Neptune being so close to Venus and Mercury, first of all, he'll never find the ideal that he's seeking. He's always going from one to the other to find that made in heaven match. So you two really are not very suited for each other. I mean, if you want to get back, we can always tell you how you can get back, but I think in the long run, it'll always be a bit of a struggle, you know. Didn't you find that you were fighting a lot?
No, we didn't fight.
So what used to happen?
It just kind of fizzled out.
Can you please speak louder? I can hardly hear you. It's too much strain on me, you know?
Okay.
So I'm just wondering, see, because this summer, till next summer, you both are going through a major, what we call an accident configuration. Every 7 years it happens, 93, 94, and 2000, 2001. And like in your case, you have Saturn in the sign of Leo. It's a bit of a lonely eagle. It normally indicates one of the parents has to be very careful of heart, like one of your parents, you know?
Right.
Also, but he triggers that aspect off. Now, you are a very secretive, deep type of person. And you're not one to, like, I know he likes to communicate, but he has Mercury aspect to Saturn. Now, does he talk a lot or not?
Yeah, that's all he does is talk.
Well, he has Mercury in Sagittarius, you see. Saturn normally makes them finish what they start. But you communicate, but you don't talk.
Right.
Like you don't really verbalize. But he needs action. He needs, you know, things which are fun-loving. So he loves, he's a very social type of person.
Yes.
Whereas in your case, you know, you are very deep and full of responsibilities and all that, you know. Like,
right.
you have, you know, people are much older than you. You have their temperament.
Jamie, are you missing him right now? Is that why you're calling? Is it something that you want to get back together with him?
No, the whole thing just ended kind of weird, and it didn't seem quite right to me.
Oh, was it only the last 3-4 weeks or what?
It started, yeah, probably a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's it. That's a Mars Neptune. Both of you, he went through it, now you're going through that. When you feel like kind of blues and it's, you know, it's very strange, and nobody apologizes on that transit. Instead of apologizing, they end up accusing you. And misunderstanding, it's a very strange aspect, a weird aspect, really. When your whole body behaves strange, you are a bit of a misunderstood person. It's very difficult to understand, for a normal person to understand you. Because you're very caring in a deep way.
Right.
But you don't really brag about yourself or anything. You're like a true friend in need. But you're full of responsibilities. So instead of doing gym, for example, you should do salsa dancing, for example. Things which are fun type, you know?
Right.
Or some belly dancing. But I'm just wondering if it's truly compatible, you know? Because I think, both of you are going through a bit of an action configuration, which is fighting and all that, you know, but that starts from this summer till about next summer. And it's the best aspect for you. I mean, but after about a week, after about 25th, when Mercury starts going direct again, you can certainly communicate with each other again. But I know that it's just a temporary thing. You know, what I look at is people's best potential.
Right.
So when you meet the right person, because you have a very lucky aspect till about June, July. Now, normally you do not make yourself available to anybody. So this is a good year, and that's what I would suggest for you. That at least make yourself available to other people till about June, July. Okay, my dear? And if you need any other help, you can always email to us. You know, by the way, our newsletter is at astrotrends.net. If you go to astrotrends.net, at the bottom you'll see the newsletter. You can subscribe to it, and we'll send you the free newsletter. And, you know, it always motivates you. We even have a compatibility report. We have one of the reports which tells you all about yourself, your best potential. I only focus on the highest potential.
Right.
And, you know, when people make all kinds of excuses for not doing things, you're very capable, but you're very, very focused. You're exactly opposite to him. He's a totally multitasking person. Like, he loves gadgets. So that's what you should do. You should get into some video games and all that if you really want to keep that relationship.
Yeah,
okay, my dear.
Okay, Jamie, do you have any other questions?
Will I get married?
Will you get married?
Well, this is the one. You're asking me to predict your free choice, but this is a very good year to meet the right person. And that's what I would recommend. Because with him, you have become a bit of a loner, you know, more. You are a bit of a loner.
I am, yeah.
Yeah. So I think you need somebody a bit more mature in this aspect, you know. You will pull him down, and you'll feel... So in the long run, I don't think it's the most compatible relationship. And I can see people when they're born right next to each other, like December, you know, so there's a certain harmony there for sure. And I find, you know...
Okay.
Okay, my dear.
So there's yet hope for Jamie in Seattle. Love is a funny thing.
His name is Seattle?
No, in Seattle.
Did you watch that movie, Sleepless in Seattle?
Yeah, it was kind of funny that she called from Seattle. Yeah, so there is still hope for you, Jamie. But,
very deep charge. No,
very deep, I was going to say that. She seems very, like, a deep person, very caring.
But I need 2-3 months. And I'm starting my astrological dating service. where we compare people's charts and all that, right on the also. And it's amazing, you know, when charts are compatible. Like, she communicates very deeply. And she's very much into the mysteries of life. He's a little too lighthearted for her. And he's a little too fun-loving. But also with Neptune so close to Mercury and Venus, it's a very creative chart. But she's got all these Scorpio planets, and she's got to be careful of any... So first of all, she needs to drink lots of water. And but it's amazing. I love these type of people. If they think you're good, then you must be really good. But they almost have a delayed response. She has all these planets aspects of Jupiter, which makes a person more philosophical. But one of the parents has to be very careful in June for her. She has a Mars-Saturn conjunction at that time. You know.
So would you say for somebody like Jamie, would you say that she would have to find somebody very philosophical and deep and caring
she
as well?
She needs somebody who's deep, who's like a rock. You're beating against them and is still there. Not somebody who's like a kid who only wants fun in life, you know.
And that would be a complimentary chart to her. Then.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Like she has Venus and Capricorn just like... I don't remember who else had that. Well, Rock Hudson was born with Venus and Capricorn, Elvis Presley. He only loved Priscilla Presley all his life. She even wrote a book against him.
No matter how many other women he always had, he always only loved her.
He was never really involved. He just used women to some extent. You know, like he himself said also like this, okay, because he loved to possess. This is my car, this is my house, this is my woman. Yeah.
Interesting. Hassan, we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi there. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Dee from California, and I was wondering if he could do my reading this evening.
Hi, Sue from California. Actually, could we just ask you to speak up to to the receiver a little bit better, just so we can hear you?
Yes, can you hear me
Perfect.
Now?
Perfect, that's beautiful. Do that, that's great.
Okay.
So go ahead. Your question was?
My question was if he could do a reading for me, please. If
Absolutely.
I gave him my birthday.
Your birthday, please.
Yes, it's 6160.
And the month would be?
June 1st.
June 1st?
Yes.
And the year is 1960.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue.
What's your name?
Sue.
So, hi, Sue.
Hi.
Okay, you have Venus in Gemini, Mercury in Gemini. You and Jamie should get together. What did I
do? As friends, Hassan.
This is a very, very independent person. Totally lighthearted. 90% of love for you is communication. The person has a nice voice, and to talk on the phone, email, love talk on the email, sends beautiful letters. So that communicates. You're a very conceptual person. You're an idea person. Very good sense of humor. Very versatile. You can do 6 different things and do them well.
Yes.
And Shakespeare was born Venus in Gemini, you know.
But
you also have Venus squared to Pluto. So the Venus-Pluto square indicates that when you're involved with impossible type of relationships, you like men from a totally different culture, different religion, black and white type of relationship. So part of your lessons of life are through love matters. People who have some Scorpio planets, or people who have criminal tendencies, for example, or break the law. Like, you definitely won't be attracted to normal type men, but they also have to appeal to your rational intellect. You're very good for marketing, and you're, as I said, you're conceptual, you're an idea person. Very good idea, very intellectual, actually. It's a very independent aspect. You're not the most nurturing person. So when you have children, you will, you'll need to hire a maid to look after them. You know what time you were born, by the way?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, but I think around 6 in the evening.
6 in the evening?
Mm-hmm, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I see. Have you ever had your chart done before?
No.
Wow, how could you resist? You should have your chart done. It's amazing. I'm going to do the chart. Ingrid, you've had your chart done, right?
I have. You've spent a good 3 hours with me every time I have it done.
Well, you caught my curiosity because everything you said is right on.
I'm wondering if you have Scorpio rising, or do you look very intense or very mild-looking? How are you?
Excuse me, can you say that again?
Like in your, because the time of birth determines that aspect, you see.
Oh, I see.
Are you about 5'4 or 5'9?
I'm 5'5.
5'5, okay. Right, Mateen. So, but when people first look at you, are you very intense to look at or very soft featured?
So very striking or very soft, your features?
I think I'm more soft.
you'll have Libra rising then probably. If you have Libra rising, it's a sign of, you know, all the fashion, clothing, cosmetics, jewelry. You'll respond to beauty and art, and you'll hate violence. You hate any type of blood and violence and all, you know?
Yes.
And then the person that you marry would be very sporting, athletic type. And the distinguishing mark would be that you'd have a scar near the eyebrows. In fact, you have a very sporting side too, but you also have a bit of an action configuration. You've got to be very careful of head injuries and also kneecap. But I think this applies more to boyfriends. Like, all your boyfriends would have to be careful of that.
Okay.
But you have a nice fame element in your chart, though. You know, you have that Leo right on top of the chart. Once you find the time of birth, that'll be very interesting. You have a moon Pluto conjunction Virgo. See, this side of you is very critical. It's good for editing, etc. But it's also good for skincare products. Like, your basic talent is your anything where there's a beauty angle to it, and skincare products or the marketing part of it. Because I think you have Mercury in Gemini in the 8th house, probably, where you're dealing with other people's money. But at some point, you're supposed to be dealing with, you know, when you get involved with somebody who's married, for example, like any of these clandestine relationships, it shows love off secrets and secret love affairs. But you must be, like, what color eyes do you have?
Hazel brown.
I was just going to say you must have some hazel in you, because that Neptune, I think, is in the first house, which makes you extremely idealistic, which means that your mother was more of a domineering influence, and the father's influence was sort of missing.
Is that correct, Sue?
Well, actually, you're saying a lot about my daughter. Maybe there's some of my daughter in what you're talking about. She's a Virgo, and her life is exactly like that. Whereas my dad was actually the more domineering person in my life.
But that's a domineering influence. But was his influence missing, sort of? Was he missing a lot?
Like
the home life, if you have Libra rising, because we don't know the time of birth. So if you have Libra rising, then there's a complete role reversal. The mother, like, for example, you have a lot of responsibilities at home. That's what it's showing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you have Capricorn, what's your daughter's date of birth?
It is September 12th.
And what year?
86.
And, of course, you would know the time, right?
Yes.
What time was born?
That was 6 o'clock at night.
No, I'm just wondering. And where was she born?
Where?
Yeah.
In California.
Okay.
San Jose, California.
No, I'm just wondering. Were you married or were you living with somebody?
Neither.
When you had her?
Neither.
I don't understand.
It
has to be one or the other. Oh, I see, okay, yeah. But what I was trying to get at, is she like a love child?
She is a child that I had alone.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you do that?
Well, I mean, the relationship was not established after I decided to have her. In other words, she doesn't have a dad.
No, I understand. But there was a dad who gave birth. I mean, you were involved in this, right? Yeah.
Yes. And,
But you were not. So she is like a love child, though. When I say love child, you see, instead of saying, like, out of wedlock pregnancy. Because, see, the children who are born like that, they usually are very special. When something precious is denied in life, most women, see, because you are, when I said earlier that you're not the most nurturing person, you're very independent. You have all these Gemini planets. So it would be difficult for you to understand the needs of your daughter. Because without the father, it makes it very difficult for a girl to be married happily later on. It makes it very difficult. I mean, I have more than 15,000 clients around the world. Even if it's a fantasy, it's very important for her to have a good image of the father. Like, she's almost idolized the father. So that part, unfortunately, is missing. And this is where you have a Moon-Pluto conjunction. See, Moon indicates a home and family. Pluto is like when you completely destroy something. In fact, it's very good for renovation of property. When you destroy something, you recreate to build high. Now, this is an extremely intense girl. She's exactly opposite to you. She has, when it comes to love matters, you're hardly involved. But in her case, it's like all or nothing attitude. Very deeply affectionate. She's very practical, very down to earth girl. But she's not as objective as you. You are very, very objective and rational.
Yes.
Very rational, yeah. So she was born, how old is she now?
She's 19.
She's 19?
Yes.
Yeah. She must be, actually quite a good student. I mean, she learns a lot of things, like in psychology and all this. She must be excellent.
Yes.
But she does have that. She lost 2.5 years, were rather difficult for her. She has that Moon-Mars conjunction in the chart. So does she speak to the father at all?
Very little. She just, as a matter of fact, met him last year.
I see. You should try to encourage them, you know. You really should.
I have, but I have to be supportive in the fact that he's incapable of being in the relationship. And
no, but the thing, no, I understand. You see, but that part is like the relationship between her and her father is completely separate.
Right, I know.
There's a certain divine aspect. Like the minute you marry, like for example, 1,000 years from now, whether you like him or not, your genes and his genes will show together. And
right.
You've immortalized each other's genes for generations now, whether you like him or not.
You know what?
And yet, there is absolutely no relationship between you and him.
Right. I have no opinion as far as our relationship. We don't. It's really nil.
No, I understand. I understand that perfectly.
The only thing is I want to be supportive so that he doesn't hurt her, and that's the only judgment.
No, but you see, fathers and mothers normally do not really hurt their children. They might use them if they are feeling hurt. What's his date of birth? Do you know his date of birth at all?
I don't. Oh, do I know?
You don't know at all.
August something. Born in August.
Do you know which year?
Let me see.
Is he younger than you? Is he older than you?
He's older. Let me see. He was.
Do you know how old he is?
I believe he's 53.
Oh, 1953?
No, he's
age
53.
I see. Okay, yeah. Yeah, this aspect, you see, like the home life shows, because she's a very affectionate child, but very rebellious. She's a bit destructive, self-destructive. She's a very game-playing person that, don't touch me, and every cell of her body needs to be hugged. So she's quite, there's a rebellious side, even though she's a, but it's, you know, at some point, she had the reports done, because it took me almost like all these 6,000 paragraphs to write them, it took me almost like 6 months. And we can also send them by email, of course, no. Like, you can see both your timing for the coming year, for the next 12 months, what's happening. And they're written by me, actually. I buy this best software. I used to program myself also before, but every word is mine. So you can actually see exactly when is the best time to do what. So it makes you understand yourself very well. See, because you are a thinker, you know, it's a different part of the brain. You're very intellectual, but you've got this Libra Scorpio in your chart. The last 6 months were a bit of a nightmare period for the entire generation, your age group, which is just finished now, actually. Yeah. What do you do, by the way?
I'm a marketing person. So
you're
right on.
You are a marketing person, yeah.
I've had my own companies. And
it's perfect, perfect,
yeah.
Absolutely. You have literary talents also. You're very smart, a very good sense of humor.
Thank you.
Yeah, but just try to be... But you know, you cannot really understand your daughter with your chart. So this fellow must have been very intense that you were drawn to. I think that because of Pluto theme, I think she's inherited some of those things. Her emotions she's inherited from him. Because you are much more light-hearted. But again, we're always these, like, dangerous type of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's that Pluto theme in your chart, part of your lessons of life. Just send me an email, I'll send you more of that. If you write to stargaze@astrotrends.net. You know my website.
I will.
It is. Yeah.
I will. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Steve from California.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night. Just a reminder, Hassan, to our listeners, 1-888-268-4313. And that is the number that they can call and reach us and have a free reading with you.
Because it's so sad, you know, when the children just have one parent.
It was interesting what you were talking about, how the gene travels through time and through history and...
Isn't it strange? Two people can treat each other worse than strangers, and yet for 1,000 years they cannot separate their genes, each other's.
So it's amazing. So in astrology, do we believe in, like, past lives and, you know, past lovers?
I have some, I have some different theories about that, you know. To me, like, one of the aspects that I was also looking at, that, for example, you know, if you were, like, within your own genes, if your great-great-grandfather went to the lake... And he saw this beautiful full moon. It was in Pisces, a certain shade of it, and all that. And he had such a beautiful experience. And the planet Jupiter was just near it, or whatever.
Hold that thought, Hassan. We'll get right back to that after this caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
And your name and from where you are?
My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Canada.
Rob, from what part in Canada?
Oh, Ontario.
Ontario, is it Toronto?
No, you're getting close. Do I have to give you the exact city?
No, that's okay.
Oh, no, it's okay. We just like to know where our caller is from.
What's
your date of
birth? Rob, what's your date of birth?
March 29,
66. March 29, 66.
Do you have any specific questions?
Just a general reading of my chart or...
You have a very complicated chart, you know. I know you're an Aries, of course, as you know. But you have Mercury in the sign of Pisces, very close to Saturn. This is exactly what Edgar Cayce was born with. You remember the psychic Edgar Cayce, right?
Edward Cayce?
Yes.
Yes.
He was born with that. Same Mercury in Pisces. Mercury in Pisces is a very intuitive aspect. But when it comes close to Saturn, it gives you some discipline, the business sense, ability to finish what you start. Many left-handed people are also born with that. People have delays in their life, but it makes you, it's a good aspect for Pisces because it gives you the ability to finish what you start. It's also in opposition to Uranus, which gives you this erratic, brilliant, it's like a hacker's mind. And also when people come close to nervous breakdown or they have very active nervous system, but it is an inventive theme. You have a Mercury-Neptune trine, which gives a nice, comfortable sadness to the voice. In fact, it's part of a grand trine in your chart for building or property, building construction, we're taking all the place, have it completely renovated, fantastic for all of that. But it's a Mercury-Pluto opposition, where you end up violating the divine truth, or something happened, unless you deal with traumas as a in personal life. Now, one of my hosts, I used to have a very good host before, about 20 years ago, his name was Peter Varley, and he was a premier to Mike Harris here, and he was a premier here, and he had that Mercury Pisces opposition to Pluto just like you, and people didn't know whether he was slapping them or praising them. But it reminds me of these dungeons and, you know, these... you know this new film, the six series of Harry Potter type? That is exactly like your mind. So it gives it sort of a conspiracy of theories and all that. You'd be fantastic in all of that. You'd be very good for it to work against the Pentagon and all these things, to uncover all these theories. And what do you do, by the way?
I am a radio host and part owner of BBS Radio.
Wow, that is that amazing?
Peter
Varley was exactly the same thing. Do you remember Peter Varley at all?
Pardon me?
You don't remember Peter Varley by any chance, do you?
Oh, I'm sorry, the phone's really getting low.
Peter Varley, he was my host, actually. We used to have a program, Coast to Coast in Canada.
Coast to Coast.
Had the same thing. Very good radio host, actually. See, the Mercury-Pluto gives a certain sort of power. And you have sort of a philosophical wisdom, but you also have this sort of sarcastic wit. Your chart is a bit like... Al Gore, actually. He's also an Aries with Mercury and Pisces like you. Now, this July, August, September is very, very positive for you. Therefore,
right,
when it comes to communication, so to get your own internet thing, for example, or any expansion in radio, television, it's more radio than television because you're a very secretive person. So, and radio is a much more intimate media. And I love the radio more than television. Because here, as soon as somebody gives the date of birth, you know a lot about their chart, but they know anything about us. And the night time, especially, that's your time.
Right.
Very, very interesting. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, it does. And
you know, you have a very wealthy chart, by the way. You have a Venus-Jupiter trine. You're born with that.
Right.
So, but you also have Venus-Neptune square, which gives you a certain seductive aura. You're a bit unconventional when it comes to love matters. And having Venus in Aquarius like Mozart and Chopin, actually you should get some musical instruments, you know, that you can play when you're sad. Because you have a feeling for all the children and old people. You have a very deep humanitarian aspect. It's just that I'm wondering about this bitterness that shows up in your chart. Or, for example, it's like people, you know, when they, when they have these jokes about priests and nuns and all, when you somehow violate or you shock people by blasphemous things, for example. Or that you feel so close to God that you feel you can say anything.
Right, right. It's,
that's usually this Mercury-Pluto aspect. Normally I find these people, they find it difficult to, when they are searching for truth, but when people cannot answer the authority figures, they become very rebellious. So you must have a real conspiracy side to you.
Yes.
What kind of radio do you do, by the way?
Pardon me?
What kind of radio do you do? Oh, did you say radio or...
Yeah, BBS Radio, where you are. I'm Linked to Heaven Radio with Robbie Thomas.
Oh, I see. And what do you talk about?
I'm a psychic medium. I do murder cases.
Oh, so you are a psychic.
Menager.
Really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a very nice chart.
And it was
it's just that, by the way, your chart reminds me of Tony Robbins a bit. He has Mercury in Pisces, but it's not aspect to Saturn, because Saturn gives a sort of a deliberate way of speaking. And he also has Venus in Aquarius like you, so he's drawn to these unconventional, erratic, brilliant women. They're very sensitive when it comes to in communication by the tonal quality, etc. But Venus in Aquarius is very much more cool, aloof, and detached. The only thing you see, the Mercury-Pluto theme, you know, when you think of channeling and all that, to me, it's just my personal opinion that I consider it almost a bit blasphemous, you know, that to me only prophets are the ones who could channel.
Right.
Because to me, you see, for example, many people tell me, and suddenly you're like a prophet, I tell them, no, God chooses the prophets, I choose God. It's the other way around.
Exactly.
So I'm just trying to understand that truth. But God chooses certain people now. So you definitely get these, you see, but you wouldn't know from time to time what you're being guided by. By devil or God, that's the only thing, the Pluto-Mercury theme. but you are very, very intuitive, there's no doubt about that. But you need to get better sleep. I think you'll have difficulty sleeping, actually. You're a very active nervous system.
Oh,
do you find that in you?
You know, getting sleep, what is that? seriously.
You hardly sleep.
Like
by the way, you need to be near the ocean, near the water. Like in my case, like we have like 15,000 clients, but I can do the chart and not feel it as much. Like in your case, you almost become that person.
Yeah.
So it can physically affect you. If you're around sick people, you'll become sick.
That's right.
And the only way you can replenish your soul is by being near the ocean, near the water, near the lake. So you need that. Luckily, you're born a very positive sign, which is the Aries, of course. By the way, your parents must have been two totally different people.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, having that moon, sun. Square. By the way, this is a very good year for you when it comes to family reunions, buying or selling a property, and it goes on till about July, August.
Well, thank you.
I would take up some palmistry also, you know, you'd be very good at it.
Okay.
Because if you're only dependent on the psychic aspect, there's a lot of drain on you too, that you almost have to feel the person.
Yes.
But because your powers of observation are very acute, you'd be excellent in that. Rather than just holding hands, when you actually learn a little bit of that, I think it would be very good. And in fact, my book, The Revelations of the Hands, will be coming out very soon. It's a very simple book, and I think you'll really enjoy it because you can apply the knowledge right away.
Right.
Okay, Rob?
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful evening.
You
thank
too.
You.
Good night, Rob.
Good night now.
So wasn't that funny how you hit it on the mark that he was very, I guess, aloof and very secretive, because right away in the beginning, he didn't want to tell us where he was from.
But he does have a nice soothing voice. You see, that's a Piscean theme. It's a healing aspect. He definitely has a healing side. And people are born in 66, 67. They all have this exactly same configuration, this Pluto, Mercury, Saturn aspect. No. And 1995 must have been rather difficult for him. But this is a fantastic year for him. Actually, he's still going through a complete change in all his attitudes, life, death, God, everything. Pluto is still squaring his Mercury. After that, November 2008, he'll be back to being normal. If you can say no, because he's not. I hope he didn't mind that aspect of what I was saying, because I really find in the West, you know, that the channeling part, but he certainly has that aspect. It's just that, you see, when I'm saying the blasphemous part, what he has to be careful that we do not influence people's free choice. Like, I literally have to block his psychic to look at people's charts, you know.
Interesting. Well, Hassan, we have another caller. Yeah. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Steve.
Steve, and you're from?
I'm outside of Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Steve from Philadelphia. And your birth date, please?
June 21st, 1956.
1956. And Steve, do you have any questions for Hassan?
Just trying to see where I need to go from here.
Okay, your chart, Steve. You have Mercury, the sign of Gemini. As you know, you're born the son of Cancer, with Venus also in Cancer. You must love good food. And Natalie Portman is born Venus in Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ever have sales meetings or for marketing and all that, you should go to restaurants and have the meeting. That's very lucky for you. Like
mm-hmm.
Natalie Portman was discovered in a pizza parlor.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Cancer theme. And but you're fantastic in marketing also. You have Mercury, the son of Gemini. In fact, I think you are, well, you know, when you say genius, you know, people immediately start becoming skeptical. You have a wide opposition from Saturn to Mercury because you are quite a multitasking person, but Saturn makes a person a bit left-handed. Like, your hands are very strong, and but also makes you finish what you start, gives a supervisibility, for example, and quite athletic also. And you have Moon in the sign of Sagittarius, which is a philosophical side of you, actually. And it's widely aspect to Pluto, where, and very well aspect to Jupiter. So it's a real mind expansion theme in your chart. So you are like a natural psychologist. So you have the deep empathy for people who can understand people's problems. Family, the home, children, these are all very important to you. And you have these sort of sentimental values. You have a lot of water planets in your chart. And then you've got this Mercury in Gemini, which gives a very versatile mind. And all these new gadgets and being on the internet, etc. The only thing negative in your chart, to me, is when you get these real dark moods. Both Bill Gates and Steve Jobs are born with Saturn in the sign of Scorpio. So every time you're being like that, feel that you're being a bit unspiritual, that you're denying the miracles of God. Mm-hmm. What do you do, actually?
Well, I work as an engineer and multitasking and
hoping
do
well.
A little marketing on the side, actually.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, the engineering part, of course, is a Saturn and Mercury aspect also, and Mercury being in Gemini. What kind of engineer are you?
I take care of things in the...
Like, you're a very good troubleshooter, I would imagine, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Troubleshooting and very complex, detailed systems.
What kind of system?
Information technology, things like
computer systems
and audio, audio systems.
Your chart reminds me a bit of Jean-Paul Sartre, you know, one who wrote about... existentialism. You've got this Pluto-Mercury square. You also have a very active nervous system, by the way. So the first thing we have to do is, if you do not get good sleep, like, do you have difficulty sleeping at all?
Sometimes.
Yeah. You know, you should try melatonin. It's available at every Walgreens. You know, have you tried melatonin at all?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That does help.
Yeah, because you need constant intellectual stimulation. This summer, by the way, actually, this is quite a good year when it comes to love matters, relationships. The only thing is you have Uranus touching off Mars. It's a bit of a dangerous theme. You need to be careful of any freak accidents, the head and spine. So don't do any bungee jumping or anything like that. And just be a bit careful of the spine and ankle sprains, ankle injuries.
Okay, I've already...
I mean, you do have fast reflexes, though.
Yeah, well, I have had some foot problems already, but...
What problems?
Foot problems.
Yeah. See, you have Mars in the sign of Pisces, so every time it gets touched off, and it's squared by Saturn, so it's an out-of-sign square, so every time it gets touched off, you have a bit of an action configuration.
Mm.
And in certain years, this is a very good year, by the way, for you to become like a bit of a gambler. Like, you have this hesitant way of doing things, but this year you'll take all kinds of chances for buying or selling of cars, for travel, for higher recuperative powers, and that goes on right till about July, August. By the way, this October... till next September is fantastic for all your marketing, especially if it's on the internet.
Okay.
So do you do your own programming and all that also, all this SQL and everything too?
No, not really. I don't do the programming. I'll kind of oversee it or come up with the concept.
No, actually that's very true, because you're not a worker. You're more of an idea person, having that Mercury in the sign of Gemini. And actually, this aspect to Uranus, the Mercury-Uranus is quite a brilliant aspect. Niels Bohr, the physicist, for example, is born with this aspect. Mm-hmm. You're very visual also. You have a Uranus moon trine, which helps also the visual perception as well.
Yeah, I can. I'm a
Well, do take care.
I
hope you enjoy our show.
Oh, yes, very much. All right.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
So, you know, we are almost out of time, but as I was saying, Celestia, your grandfather, great-great-grandfather, went to a beach. Moon was in Pisces, very close to the horizon.
Yes, we're back to the subject.
Yes,
exactly.
And there was a little, like, you know what they call it, gossamer veil of mystery, like poets call it, like a little cloud that comes in front of the full moon. They call it gossamer veil of mystery, they call it. Supposing it comes, and he just finds it to be so beautiful. Now, you went to a lake, a different place, but exactly same moon in Pisces, same little cloud in front of it. Now, you recall that experience. You're using the same part of the neural pathways, and you have no way of justifying it except that you live in the past. But maybe somebody from your own genes saw that experience, used exactly the same part of the brain, and you recall the experience, this perfect memory, instant recall. But you might think it's all reincarnation. Maybe that's like a psychic hereditary within your own family. It's just one plausible theory that nobody seems to have explored.
So would that be close to like a deja vu?
It will be a deja vu. For sure it will be a deja vu, 100%. And so deja vu will be there, because right now all deja vu is like, must be like a past life something, or parallel universe. So this is my aspect that I think, because I am born with both Mercury-Pluto and Moon-Pluto trine. To me, you see, there are certain criteria when people ask, you know, whether what does it take to be a good astrologer or just an astrologer. I tell them, for example, if you play any musical instruments at first. Like, for example, you know that the gentleman who comes and asks me that astrologer? Dr. Thuri,
yes, yes.
I was looking at his thing. It piqued my curiosity quite some time ago. I think he graduated from London from school in music or something. He did a lot of music. That's very, very important. Because if a person is not into music, they cannot be close to divine truth. That's a very, very important.
So therefore, they wouldn't have divine deja vu.
That's one of the criteria of that to me. That's very, very important. You know, the perception of truth, the subconscious awareness of truth. That's one aspect of it. And of course, there are many other things. You do need this. We see there's a talent and there's achievement. And the talent part, for example, is, you know, I'm a musician, I'm an artist, I'm also a composer. I play almost every musical instrument, and I'm a very good artist, as you know. You've seen my. But it's a talent. I mean, I'm praising that God who made me, not me. I'm not an egocentric person. It's just we cannot even create a dust particle. But even in athletics, I'm very talented. I'm a black belt in Taekwondo and flat planes and all that. But all these things are talents. Now, when you, the talent for sports was there, but getting the black belt is an achievement. That has nothing to do with talent. That's just boring, moronic type of work when you finish your homework, that part.
It's like receiving a degree,
that's
basically.
Right. That's right. Yeah. My academic discipline, for example, I'm an engineer, as you know, and also a mechanical engineer, and I graduated when I was only 18 and a half. I was one of the youngest grads, actually. So this part is also important. That's the achievement part. I have a very wide aspect between Saturn and Mercury, because I used to stutter very badly when I was young, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a Saturn-Mercury theme. And now, of course, I can plug like a house on fire. It's totally opposite.
True. Hassan, now, if you don't practice divine truth and if you don't practice your talents, then...
So if you're born with that, the people, it somehow comes out. You may not become a psychologist, but you'll constantly be helping people. If you're born with a positive aspect of it, you will always use it somehow.
Well, what is it? What is it with those people that when they were younger, they had a lot more deja vus, a lot more visions, things like that, that were closer to divine truth, and then when they get older, to block it out.
They probably got married.
So you're blaming the husbands and the wives on this? Mostly the wives. And watch it. You're treading on very thin.
You are such a perfect woman, you know, honestly.
You're funny.
Really, Joey is so lucky.
Yeah.
But it's really, really
I
funny.
Tell him that every night. I tell him
that. It's amazing when I first met you. What did I say? I didn't say Italian. I said Roman.
It was funny because when I first met you, I was still in my past relationship. And it was an amazing story. I just met you and we became friends, and I didn't really ask you to read my chart at that point. And you made me so angry because you told me that I was going to meet and fall deeply in love with a Roman man. Now, that was an amazing thing because at first I was very angry with you because I was still, what I thought, was being in love with this past relationship. And then it still took about a year for me to get out of that relationship. And then once I did... It didn't even take a matter of, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months after being out of that relationship. And lo and behold, I met Joey, and he's Italian. He has told everybody his whole life he's Italian. And then when he met me, he told me, the one and only person ever in his 30-some-odd years, that he's Roman.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So, and, you know, it didn't even click right away. It took me about 3 weeks after getting to know him that I realized he told me he was Roman, and that's when I remembered a year and a half or so prior to meeting him is when you told me I was going to fall madly in love with Joey. Yeah.
That's a wonderful relationship.
Isn't that amazing how you can see that in our charts and things like that? So that's why I really recommend to the listeners today that it's so important if you have any specific questions. It's difficult for us to get into it on air, but if you sit down with Hassan and you do a full-out consultation, you can get so much information for your life, for the future. And it's your choice, like you said, whether you want to follow it or not.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have, I think, about 30 seconds left. And we also thank Don for being so kind. And there's a bit of a power outage there, but we are slowly getting there. And it's just perfect time. My daughter's just calling for prayers. And thank you very much, Ingrid.
Thank you very much, Hassan. I had a wonderful night.
And tune in again next Wednesday.
Thank you. Thank you to our listeners.
In the meantime, you can visit our website at www.astrotrends.net. And if you want to email me any questions, it's stargaze, S-T-A-R-G-A-Z-E, at astrotrends.net. And if you want us to showcase some of the questions on the air, we can do that also, like in case some people don't want to call and just want to email. Thank you very much.
Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.